The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue hosts Missouri on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to getting back on the game field this Saturday night. We're going to play a great opponent who's playing extremely well. Even at the end of last year, they're playing at a high level. A lot of great athletes, great quarterback, good speed, good size, athleticism up front. They've really done a good job of coaching those guys up and getting them to play hard and do exactly what they're coached to do. And you can tell by watching on video. So they're playing at a high level. We currently are not, and we've got to work hard to get better. And hopefully we can find a way to improve this week when we take the field Saturday night.
Thank you, Coach. We will open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in queue following two prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. To ask a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from Mike Carmen with Lafayette Journal.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to ask about the call on Matt McCann with a cut block. Just looking at the tape, he didn't seem to touch the guy. I mean, did you see that, and is that something you sent to the Big Ten office? And how the officials are maybe interpreting the cut block, the new cut block rule this year?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I agree with you. But I don't think it matters what I think. And we haven't got that sent back to us yet on the calls we turned in. So when that gets back, I'll know for sure. But in general, you know what? We're going to have to be teach better and make sure that really if that's what they're going to be calling, we can't cut it all on the backside. We're going to have to make sure if we do cut, it's going to only be on the front side when a guy's directly right in front of us. But even then, we've got to be cautious. So, while I agree with you, it was called. It cost us. You know, we're going to have first down right there on the 3-yard line or right around there. And instead, we're backed up with a 15-yard penalty. So we just, got to learn from it and get it cleaned up and make sure it doesn't happen again.
But, I mean, the way you understand the rule, the officials are not supposed to flag for intent, correct?
Well, you are correct. In my opinion, first off, it's supposed to be a 10-2 block. So basically, has to be somewhere in the front in that 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock area. I agree. I think that he was in that area. He went. He missed. I think the referee probably just looked down and saw Big Matt laying on the ground. But the guy didn't even get cut. He probably ended up making a play. But, we'll get those calls back from the Big Ten here in the next day or two, and they'll tell us. But I normally, don't anticipate a good response, but we'll see what they say. But in general, we just got to make sure we're not cutting it all on the backside on second level linebackers, and that we do everything as perfectly legal as we can, and make sure that we coach it in more detail so that everyone understands the rule and how we have to play.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike DeBabo with CNHI.
Hey, Jeff. You talked about how maybe there could be some changes on the offensive line. I was curious, what's the status with Shane Evans, and how much has his health impacted the way you guys have played on the front five in the first couple games?
Well, I think Shane had knee surgery, pretty extensive knee surgery, knocked him out of spring practice. And while I think he's good to go, he hasn't been quite his self all the way to this point. And we don't think he's been moving quite as well as he used to. But we're going to start to rotate those positions. Sometimes when games are tight, you feel like you need to play your best five and roll with it. And that's kind of probably – what happened with us. Both games were tight, and at the time we thought, these guys are our best five. But, I'm a big believer in playing more than that, regardless of the situation. We need to try to get back to that. We need to try to play six to eight guys a game, rotate those guys in there, keep the competition going, keep guys fresh and healthy, let guys know that, hey, we need you to play at a high level. But, you know, if you have an off day or something's not going well, we got to get somebody else in there to get the team going. So we're going to try to do that this week. We're going to work hard at it in practice, mix a few things up, and making sure that we can play more guys on the offensive line to help us, and especially, you know, even for down the road.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.